Paul actually agreed with the philosopher Aristotle about a number of things. And one of the things he most agreed with Aristotle about was that we need role models. In fact, they are integral to his Christian ethics. In our text, Paul says, "You became imitators of us and the Lord. For in spite of the persecution, you received the word with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit." And then Paul goes on to say that the Thessalonians themselves became examples for all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia, which is Greece. In other words, pay it forward. So Paul would insist that role models are absolutely essential for our journey of faith. First, of course, the model of Christ himself. Then the example of Paul. Then the believers in Judea who had suffered much persecution. And finally, the Thessalonians themselves become examples for others to follow. The trajectory goes from Christ to church leaders, to church members, to others. We learn from Christ and then from one another exactly how to walk the discipleship path we have before us. Now Paul's quite clear that the ultimate model is Christ himself, who loved us and gave himself for us. Here there are no feet of clay, rather a model of caring and loving and giving, even to the point of death on a cross. So to be like Christ, that is the goal of our journey in faith. And then Paul dares to suggest that he himself and his life could be emulated. This may sound like an astonishing claim, but think about it. Who else could these new believers learn from what the risen Christ is like but Christ himself and his followers like Paul? So Paul says we need flesh and blood models of what Christ is like. I once saw a sign in a pulpit I preach from that looked at me and the every preacher who ever preached there. And here's what that little sign said. It said, "We would see Jesus." And it laid upon me a huge responsibility. That is what leaders in the church are supposed to be about. Now, the apostle compares himself to a nurse that's tenderly caring for the children. He compares himself to a father who dearly loves his children. So in every way, Paul is saying, if you're wondering what Christ was like, take a look at me. Could we do that? Could I do that? Could any of us do that? So that's the challenge for us as well, to imitate those exemplars of faith, so that we can show others what, in fact, Christ looks like. That's why we commemorate All Saints' Day. We remember with enormous gratitude all those who really did embody Jesus Christ to us in our lives. And so this day is our glad joy to remember with thanksgiving every single person who showed us in their words and in their deeds and in their attitudes exactly what Christ is like. Now, in my journey of faith, three people have served and continue to serve as my role models. One was in college, one was in graduate school, and one in the early years of my ministry. Their three pictures are on the top of my desk where I sit before my computer. I look to them literally every day that I sit at that desk. I am a debtor to them. First, Tom Albright, my first and best teacher of theology, was not only a brilliant teacher, but a genuinely loving and caring Christian. Tom was universally loved. And in the last years of his life, imagine this. He wrote an autobiography, not so much about himself, but about his students and those who had meant so much to him over a 40-year career period of time. Imagine that, a Harvard-educated intellectual paying tribute to his students. I'm honored to be in that book, along with many, many others. You see, he influenced hundreds of students. What a marvelous human being. I bless the memory of Tom Albright, the one who really launched me into service in the life of the church. Then there was Lewis Mackey, my philosophy professor in graduate school, the only member of that large faculty that was a practicing Christian. Oh, and by the way, the most popular professor in the entire department. Dr. Mackey taught me Kierkegaard, and for that I will always be immensely grateful. And he was a model for me to show you how one could bear witness in a very winsome way in a highly secular environment. And did he do it well? I just loved that guy. And finally, there was Linda Tyler, a Presbyterian educator extraordinary. She was the elder for Christian education in the large congregation I served right out of seminary. Now, to say that I was green would be a huge understatement. When I got there, I was told the first week I was there that we were going to have a Christian education committee meeting that night. And I asked her in all seriousness, what's a Christian education committee? And I had graduated, Margaret, from a Presbyterian seminary. I did not know what a Christian education committee was. She told me. Literally, Linda taught me how to be a pastor in the church. She carried me along in my little infantile way to teach me preaching and teaching and pastoral care and youth ministry and liturgy and church leadership and service to the community. If I do anything well in the ministry, it's literally a tribute to her amazing tutelage. Dear Linda, if you are listening in heaven, I hope I've not disappointed you too much. I suppose, remember those old bracelets that people used to wear? I suppose I should wear a bracelet that reads like this, WWJTLLD. That would abbreviate this phrase. What would Jesus, Tom, Lewis, and Linda do? They really are, to this day, my primary teachers. And I hope that I can somehow do honor to them. And I thank God for them from my heart. So on this All Saints Day commemoration, we give thanks to all those people who showed us by their words and deeds and attitudes who Christ is. And we give thanks that they are part of that great cloud of witnesses, that communion of saints that gathers with us at this table today. May our lives reflect well the role models who taught us Christ. And to God be the glory. Amen.